coming up on episode number 768 tonight. It's a tribute for the cover story to the father not only of American blues, but also rock and roll. So many artists quote him as an inspiration. The Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, just to name a few. And you're really going to enjoy this, even if you're not a fan of the blues, or even if you're not familiar with the blues, kind of like I was. I knew some, but did not know all the stuff out there, especially all the stuff out there that Robert Johnson influenced. Let's get to it. It's the Robert Johnson cover story, and it's starting right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, May 5th. 2011. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, Robert Johnson, who would have been 100 on the 8th. He would have turned 100 on the 8th. He was born May 8th, 1911. Died in 1938 after just a couple of years of just amazing landmark recordings, pioneering the way for blues and rock in Memphis and Mississippi and Hazelhurst, Greenwood, Mississippi, all those great southern blues towns down there. He was primarily a guitarist, although he sang and played the harmonica, songwriter, musician, and most of all, inspiration. Bands and artists like Eric Clapton and Todd Rundgren and the Rolling Stones, a lot of these bands treat them as an influence. Or treat him as an influence, and you'll be able to hear it, especially in a lot of the stuff you're going to hear on the show today. We're going to kick things off with probably the best-known song, thanks to a little movie that came out in the early 1980s. The Blues Brothers did a cover of his Sweet Home Chicago. The versions that I was able to track down didn't come from the movie, and they weren't as good, so I'm going to play one that came out a few years later, actually several years later, 1997, the Blues Brothers and Friends live from the House of Blues. Now it's everybody except for John Belushi, sadly, but replaced with his brother Jim. Here's their cover of Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the last fair deal going down. Last fair deal going down. It's the last fair deal going down. Good Lord, on that good Port Island Road. Hattie Bell, don't cry this time. Hattie Bell, don't cry this time. If you cry about a nickel, you die about a dime. You wouldn't cry, but your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one really does fade out like that. That wasn't me. That's the CD. That's the Hindu Love Gods from their self-titled CD from 1990. Of course, Warren Zevon, backed by most of REM, most of the members of REM who aren't named Michael Stipe, doing a cover of Robert Johnson's Travelin' Riverside Blues, a couple of Robert Johnson covers on that CD. Both very good. And you're going to hear another cover of the other Robert Johnson song from that CD. You know, that makes sense? That doesn't make sense. You know what you're going to hear. You're going to hear it later. Before that, Last Fair Deal Going Down. I'm sorry, Last Fair Deal Gone Down by Eric Clapton. That comes from a 2004 tribute to Robert Johnson called Me and Mr. Johnson. Now, Eric Clapton has done a ton of Robert Johnson covers. He's obviously, he's named him as an influence. And Crossroads, one of his big big box sets, was named after Crossroads, was named after the song, the famous song by Robert Johnson, which we're also going to hear a little bit later. That comes from a CD called Me and Mr. Johnson, which came out in 2004. All Robert Johnson covers, as you might guess, and all fantastic. Before that, another tribute to Robert Johnson that came out this year, as a matter of fact, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. When You Got a Good Friend is the name of the song. Also appearing on that track, Hubert Sumlin, Ruthie Foster, and Lightnin' Malcolm. A great, great track there. Now, what they did is they put together a CD this year called Big Head Blues Club, 100 Years of Robert Johnson. And they went to Memphis and got some of the musicians there to contribute to this CD. So it's Big Head Todd and the Monsters playing with all these different vocalists and guitarists. And it's just amazing. Great CD. If you like that song, the whole thing is fantastic. Stop Breaking Down, right before that, from the White Stripes debut CD, which was self-titled. This is 2008, but I think that was a remastered version. I'm sure the original release of that was late 90s, early 2000s. I'm going to say late 90s. I hate it when they change the year when they remaster something like that. And the Blues Brothers, sort of, you know, it's Elwood Blues and Brother Z Blues, also known as Jim Belushi, combined with all the rest of the band from the movie, The Blues Brothers and Friends, live from the House of Blues from 1997, starting things off with a cover of Sweet Home Chicago. Let's talk about the sponsor for Coverville, or one of two sponsors that we have for today's show, Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA, speakers that, you know, you love. I love them. I have them in my house, and I couldn't get by without them. Let's talk about the innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products offered by Audio Engine. Let's do the A2s, the desktop speakers. Audio Engine A2 premium powered desktop speakers, the new standard for multimedia sound, and it closes the gap between computer speakers and home audio. Audio Engine 2 is the perfect upgrade for your computer, iPod, and all of your sound. It is the best multimedia speaker for the price, and the bass is unbelievable for how small these speakers are. When you're ready to buy, go to AudioEngineUSA.com, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. You're going to get 10% off of your order, free shipping, no tax, and all the cables you need right there included in the box in these nice little self-closing cloth pouches that are awesome, right there from Audio Engine USA. All right, another artist who has released an entire album of Robert Johnson covers. This one also brand new this year, and this one took a while to come out. I think it had been long in the planning stages, long in the working stages, and listener Roger is going to be very happy that I included a track from it on today's show. I'm talking about Todd Rundgren and his album Todd Rundgren's Johnson. Yes, that is what it's called, Todd Rundgren's Johnson. Here is Hellbound on My Trail.
Try walking in one. I walked my fool self down. I was looking for my woman, and she can't be found. I said, Lord, Lord. I said, Lord, Lord. God mighty, oh Lord. Cook your breakfast and bring it to your bed, and let your friends and relations lead and swell your head. I said, Lord, Lord, God mighty, oh Lord. I said, Lord, Lord, God mighty, oh Lord. And be as two. I said, Lord, Lord. I said, Lord, God mighty, oh Lord.
Crossroad, baby, see the rising sun. friend Willie Brown. Yeah, you can run. Just tell my friend Willie Brown. This morning, Lord, baby, and I'm slowly sinking down, 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 down. Thank you.
I will shake your hand goodbye. Someday, 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 baby, I will shake your hand goodbye. Can't give you no more of my love, 'cause I just ain't satisfied.
Oh, that's great, man. That is Keb Moe with his cover of Kind-Hearted Woman Blues from his 1994 self-titled album. Keb Moe, man, talk about master of the voice. You know, he's just, you hear him, we hear him locally on KBCO. They play him a lot. And he just has this ability to transform any song you hear him do. So cool. Before that, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, it's funny, as I was looking through the list here, so many of the artists that you're hearing in tonight's show have had their own cover stories on Coverville. For example, the White Stripes, Eric Clapton, Todd Rundgren, the Red Hot Chili Peppers just recently. I'll mention another one here in just a second. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, that's from their Blood Sugar Sex Magic album from 1991, a cover of Robert Johnson's They're Red Hot, appropriately covered there by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Before that, another person who's had a cover story recently on Coverville, Cyndi Lauper, from her brand new album, or her newest album, came out last year, Memphis Blues, a lot of great blues covers on there. Getting a little help on that song from Johnny Lang, too. Crossroads, a cover of that classic tale of Robert Johnson selling his soul to the devil. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Lightnin' Hopkins, right before that, from a Stax sampler for Amazon. Also available, what is the album that's available? I think it's just called Lightnin', which you can get on Amazon and iTunes, doing his cover of The Walkin' Blues, another one of those classic Robert Johnson blues songs, The Walkin' Blues. Todd Rundgren starting us off, Hellbound on My Trail. Hellbound on My Trail. Todd Rundgren from his brand new album, his brand new tribute to Robert Johnson called Todd Rundgren's Johnson. It's awesome, too. It's worth picking up. As a matter of fact, a lot of the songs you're hearing on tonight's show are also covered by Todd Rundgren on that album. It was really hard to pick one from that album that I wouldn't get to play by another artist. So worth checking out if you like Todd Rundgren. Let's talk a little bit about the other sponsor for today's show. It's Viator. And I tell you about these guys, you know, about how they have these awesome, unforgettable experiences, unbeatable deals. Wherever you're going, there's probably a Viator deal for something you can do, something you can see in that city. And speaking of the blues, speaking of Memphis and Robert Johnson, a couple really cool tours caught my eye. If you're going to Memphis, and you know, these actually might be reason enough to go to Memphis. You've got a Memphis Ghosts walking tour, so you can actually discover the other side of Memphis, the darker side, which has nothing to do with Elvis, rock and roll, or Soulsville. You go on a walking tour of Memphis and find out where all the most haunted places in Memphis are, or in Memphis are. Yes, it just didn't sound right grammatically. But if you do want to see the music and hear the music, Memphis Mojo Music Bus Tour. Both of these available for just under $30, $25, so cheap. The home of the blues comes alive aboard Memphis's only music bus. Real Memphis musicians will show you the sights, make you laugh, and perform the music that made Memphis famous. Both of these are great tours available from Viator. Check them out, man. And if you're going somewhere, doesn't hurt to look. Doesn't hurt to take a look at Viator's website, viator.com, V-I-A-T-O-R.com, and check out what kinds of things might be in your area that you can do. And coming up later this month, I'm teasing it right now, there might be an even easier way to find out what Viator's got in store for you. Check them out, viator.com, unforgettable experiences and unbeatable deals. All right, you know, that Cyndi Lauper track got me in the mood for some more female artists covering Robert Johnson. Let's kick things off with Margot Timmons and her band, the Cowboy Junkies. This is from a very early album by the Cowboy Junkies called White's Off Earth Now. Here is their cover of that classic tune about Robert Johnson selling his soul to the devil. Remember that? It was even talked a little bit about in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, when George Clooney and company meet a guy named Tommy Johnson, who is an absolute influence to Robert Johnson. Let's hear it. Let's just hit play right now. Here's Cowboy Junkies, Me and the Devil.
I got rambling on my mind. on behind. Whoa, the blue light was my baby, and the red light was my mind. Better come on in my kitchen, babe, it's going to be rain outdoors. The woman I love took to my best friend, some joker got lucky, took her back again. You better come on in my kitchen, babe, it's going to be raining outdoors. She's gone, I know she won't come back. I've taken the last nickel out of a station sack. You better come on in my kitchen, babe, it's going to be raining outdoors. When a woman gets in trouble, everybody throws her down. Look for her good friend, none can be found. You better come on in my kitchen, babe, it's going to be raining outdoors.
So if I'm going to have the Blues Brothers, the White Stripes, I got to close out with Simply Red. That is Mick Hucknall a cappella there from a bonus expanded version of the 2008 Simply Red album Stars, which featured four extra songs on there, four extra covers of Robert Johnson, including that one right there, Come On In My Kitchen by Simply Red, by Mick Hucknall. You can't really say that's by Simply Red because that is all Mick. Such a great version. All four of the songs, by the way, that are part of the Robert Johnson sessions by Simply Red are like that. There are they are completely a cappella with no accompaniment whatsoever. Before that, Love in Vain, that comes from the 1969 Rolling Stones album Let It Bleed. Had to include that here. Somebody would have been mad if I wouldn't have. Ramblin' on My Mind by Lucinda Williams. Yeah, all the way back from 1978. And she's still putting out fantastic music. Just had a brand new album come out. And what is it, 33 years later? Fantastic. Lucinda Williams just rocking it out there. Ramblin' on My Mind. Me and the Devil by the Cowboy Junkies. That's what we started the set off with. That's from the Whites Off Earth Now. But you can also find a live version out there as well that's a little bit easier to get from from an album that is available on Amazon and iTunes. Cowboy Junkies with their cover of Me and the Devil. And that's it. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this romp through the blues as much as I have. And that this should make up for the lack of blues that you hear on Coverville on a regular basis. So thank you for that. And big thanks to the other Roger, who reminded me that Robert Johnson's birthday would have been, that he would have been 100 this week. So big thanks to Roger for that one. All right, we'll be back on Tuesday with an all-request edition of Coverville. You know what that means. That means Tina. That means trivia as well, so stick around for that. That's coming up next week after Mother's Day. which I'll be celebrating with Tina on Sunday, of course. And then later on, what do we have the week after that? I think we've got, let's see what we've got for upcoming shows I can tease. I have a moment here. Oh, the Steve Winwood cover story a week from tonight. Grace Jones also coming up. Bob Dylan, Guns N' Roses, The Who. So much stuff all coming up right here on Coverville. And the announcement next week of the next Coverville concert. It's happening, and it's happening in Vegas on the 26th of May. Find out more about that, but you know, might want to start looking at tickets and hotel rooms and stuff the night of May 26th, right there in Las Vegas, downtown Las Vegas. More information coming soon. That's going to do it. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good. Oh, Iceworm submitted one. Podcasts so good, it feels like you're sinking down. Thanks, Iceworm.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.